Dan Dinelli is the golf course superintendent of one of the Chicago area's older courses. The North Shore Country Club built this course in 1924. Dinelli has spent his life here. Except for time away in college, Dinelli has always lived and worked around the links where his father was ground superintendent before him. When Dan Dinelli took over the superintendent's position in the 1980s, he realized he could not only maintain the links so they play well and the grounds look nice as his father kept them, but he could also use one of the biggest patches of open space around as a home for wildlife, something he thought golfers might grow to appreciate.
The game of golf, you know, it's a great sport, great activity, but really part of my fulfillment as being a golf course superintendent is this idea that what we do this here on this 170 acres really goes far beyond the impacts of just the game of golf. And it gives me the ability to create an understanding to this captive audience, being the golfers here. You know, the first step is awareness, and then comes the appreciation, the respect, and then that's where things start to roll.
Dinelli started cautiously, reducing the fertilizer, pesticide use, and cutting back on irrigation. He also began planting some wildflowers and out-of-the-way bunkers. Later, he added native grasses, prairie grasses, that once covered this part of Illinois.
And now it kind of tends to mellow out to what I would call a meadow. And we try to maintain that floral beauty and have that impact, if you will, on these different flowers.
Is that a fox over there?
Yes, that's a fox.
So these fox aren't bothered by
that? In fact, I think there's two fox there. If you look, they're playing, I think. They're on the other side. See, the golfers just walked right by. There he goes.
So this really has, to see a fox in the middle of Chicago is really...
Well, we have, fortunately, we're pretty close to the Forest Preserve system. So really, even though we're mostly surrounded by residential homes, we have coyotes here frequently that you mainly see them in the early morning hours. The fox actually have dens here. Deer are here almost every night. So yes, we get a lot of wildlife that kind of comes through, so to speak.
As we drive around the course, Dinelli shows me houses designed for the migrating birds that fly through this area. He points out small groves of trees and shrubs he planted because they shelter and feed birds. At the golf course's native tree nursery, most of the saplings were grown from oak and hickory sprouts found on the grounds. Huge prairie plants tower near the border of the property. Dinelli talks about the golf course much as a park ranger would talk about a wildlife preserve.
Redtail's here today. There she is. See the redtail hawk?
Oh, yeah.
Now, here she nested in this elm tree. Now, you're probably aware that birds of prey are great indicator species in that they're considered to be top of the food chain. So if there's pollution in the area, it tends to show up within that species. And this redtail's been here for several years now. Okay, we won't bother you.
The North Shore Country Club's members are movers and shakers. Dinelli says the changes at the course have attracted their attention. Heads of corporations ask him about establishing prairies on corporate campuses. They see how simple changes in plantings can benefit wildlife while being cheaper to maintain. Dinelli is always striving to do better by consulting wildlife biologists, environmentalists, and researchers. Dinelli is involved in an experiment with Ohio State University to see if different organic wastes can be used for compost on golf course turf. He's using advanced technology to reduce fertilizer and pesticide use, as well as cut irrigation to a minimum. Injured birds of prey ready to return to the wild are first released here. There's a lot going on here, and because of the ongoing effort, Audubon International has certified the golf course in its cooperative sanctuary system. Dinelli says with the support of the North Shore Country Club's board, he'll keep looking for other ways to benefit nature, and in the end, the golfers who enjoy it. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.